Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to be able to hang out with you. I know it's like a dream come true for you. And I know why you're here, because you heard Mike Menzies is going to be back. Yeah, the resident member of our Brain Trust, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Mike is the president and the CEO of Easton Bank and Trust over on the Eastern Shore, where they only eat one kind of soft shell crab over there. Only the Jimmies, not the Sooks. And he's our good friend, Mike Menzies. Welcome back to the show.
James, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be here. And, you know, the crabs are working their way out of the mud and up the Chesapeake Bay.
I know.
In a month or so.
I can't wait.
So we're going to be breaking them and eating them.
I can't wait. I'm going to have to call my folks at Cannon Fish Market there in Georgetown and have them send me over two or three dozen.
Yeah.
But now I'm not sure. I'm not sure with that. I'm only going to get Jimmy's, though. I might get some Sooks.
You're not getting Sooks in Maryland.
No. Hey, Mike. And by the way, folks, Mike is one of the national leaders of the banking industry, especially independent community banks. And that Eastern Bank and Trust is one of what now? About 6,000 independent banks in America, Mike.
Altogether, yes, there are about 6,000 banks. They're under a billion dollars altogether. There are about 7,300 banks.
But 4 years ago, there were closer to 7,000 independent banks.
4 years ago, there were well over 8,000,
and we've lost that many in the last three and a half years.
Yes, and in 1985, there were 18,033 banks in total. So between 85 and today, we've gone from 18,000 banks down to about 73 banks, roughly.
And is that a good thing to have that money, to be more concentrated like that? What do you think?
Oh no, quite the contrary. I think that one of the principles of the American economy is diversity, and having diversity within local economies. And community banks deliver that diversity. And when you consolidate and aggregate and roll up, you end up with one too big to fail, which was the basis of our collapse in 2008, and two, a loss of diversity. It's not healthy to watch the community banks dwindle away.
That's why
the FDIC has a study. Marty Gruenberg, the chair of the FDIC, has a serious study of what can be done to maintain and preserve community banks.
I'm glad to hear that, because I'll tell you something, Mike. I mean, my audience knows they don't have to be about what a major advocate I am for independent community banks. And I've said it many a thousand times. I'm going to say it a thousand times more. If it's an independent community bank, I would not be talking to you guys right now. I would not be able to do what I do. An independent community bank believed in me when I needed somebody to believe in. And a large bank, a national bank, would not have done that. But my point is, one of my greatest fears when I go to sleep at night is that somebody, some big bank's going to buy out my independent bank.
Well, that's a fear that's worth paying attention to. The good news is that those of us who are here today and remain do grow and sustain a competitive advantage of dealing with relationships and one-on-one with people. And it's very difficult for the mega bank to operate in a relationship manner. They're very much transaction driven.
My bank and my banker, Mike, are my business partners.
They don't own any of my stock.
But other than that, other than some kind of that kind of ownership situation, they are my partners. You guys just recently had your convention, the ICBA convention in Nashville, and what was the attitude of your fellow bankers there?
Yeah, I think attitude-wise, it was tremendously upbeat, meaning that community bankers were there. It was one of our largest conventions. We had over 3,000 in the Gaylord Hotel down in Nashville, and first time I've ever been in a 600,000 square foot before. But it was a great convention, and the ICBA convention is focused on, it's not focused on a party. Mm-hmm. It's totally dedicated to what can directors and CEOs and senior officers do to our institutions more competitive and better and more efficient, and that's what it's all about. It's a wonderful learning experience for everybody who goes to the convention. I've never been to one where I didn't walk away with something that improved the performance of our company, so I feel good about that.
Folks, please, if you're a small business owner and you don't have a relationship with an independent community bank, please go do one, get one today. Go knock on the door, ask for a commercial loan officer, and make a relationship with an independent community bank. You will not regret it. Mike learned some things about regulations while he was in Nashville that affect you and me and our small businesses, and we're going to talk about that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.